اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاح حی علی الصلاح حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح قد قامت الصلاۃ قد قامت الصلاۃ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقالوا هذه أنعام وحرث حجر لا يطعمها إلا من نشاء بزعمهم وأنعام حرمت ظهورها وأنعام لا يذكرون اسم الله افتراء عليه سيجزيهم بما كانوا يفترون وقالوا ما في بطون هذه الأنعام خالصة لذكورنا ومحرم على أزواجنا وإن يكن ميتة فهم فيه شركاء سيجزيهم وصفهم إنه حكيم عليم قد خسر الذين قتلوا أولادهم سفحا بغير علم وحرموا ما رزقهم الله افتراء على الله قد ضلوا وما كانوا مهتدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وهو الذي أنشأ جنات معروشات وغير معروشات والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وأتوا حقه يوم حصاده ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشا كلوا مما رزقكم الله ولا تتبعوا من دونه خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A warning whom not to learn the Quran from. واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث. A person should know who to take his knowledge from. That's why the bab is for, especially the Quran. حديث says, أخبرنا أبو عبد الرحمن السلمي حدثنا أحمد بن محمد بن حمدون حدثنا الحسن بن سفيان حدثنا هشام بن خالد الأزرق حدثنا الوليد حدثنا ابن لهيعة عن موسى بن وردان عن أبي الهيثم عن أبي سعيد الخدري أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعلموا القرآن وسلوا به الجنة قبل أن يتعلم قوم يسألون به الدنيا فإن القرآن يتعلمه ثلاثة رجل يباهي به ورجل يستأكل به ورجل يقرأ لله عز وجل. And this is the one that we want to be amongst them. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, learn the Quran and ask Allah to grant you paradise by it before the appearance of people who learn it and ask by it the worldly pleasure. For indeed, the Quran is learnt by three type of people. The first ones, a man who shows off by it. He learns the Quran, people call him Hafid Sab. People call him Mulana Sab. No. Those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them what they want. Bayn Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, they don't have anything left. A man who eats by it, dunya. Some people seek wealth with the Quran. Unfortunately, nowadays, you don't see anyone doing imamat, following this part, ta'lim, or getting trained for this job. Why? Because unfortunately, there's not money. When you ask anyone, how come you don't want to be imam? He goes, I don't want to live on the minimum wage. That explains everything. Most of the youngsters today, they don't want to be imam. They tell you, I don't want to live on the minimum wage. Quran is not made. You know, one of our teachers told us, my name's Sacha, till date I remember. He goes to me, if you choose this path, make sure you haven't chosen dunya, because you're not going to get anything from it. This part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to these people who accept al-imtihan, test from Allah Azza wa Jal. You will be tested. So if you seek dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give it to you. And even, remember this, even if you were given, I don't know how much, as much as you'll be given, that will never be enough for you. Why? Because behind your effort, there is greediness. And in this, your heart should be empty of greediness. You shouldn't be greedy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. And the third type of people, they're the one that we pray and hope we are amongst them, inshallah ta'ala, a man who recites it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alni minhum. Second hadith, حدثna waki'un عن الدستوائي عن يحيى بن أبي كثير عن أبي راشد عن عبد الرحمن بن شبلٍ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأوا القرآن ولا تأكلوا به ولا تستكثروا به ولا تجفوا عنه ولا تغلوا فيه. عبد الرحمن ابن شبل رضي الله عنه reported that the messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said read the Quran and act by it, do not eat with it.
do not eat with it. Of course, it's halal for us. If you here, you earn money, like, you know, for imamat, you're not earning it for Quran. You're doing it for your time. Let me give you an example. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became a khalifatul mu'mineen, what happened to him? After they prayed Salatul Fajr. After Salatul Fajr, they sat down for the meeting, the daily meetings that they had. After the meeting, he went home and he went to the market. Umar ibn al-Khattab seen him going to the market. He goes, yeah, Khalifat Rasulullah, where are you going? He goes, I've got a responsibility. I've got a wife to feed, I've got kids to feed. He goes, Khalifat Rasulullah, if you're going to work, who's going to take care of the Muslims? He goes, yeah, if I don't work, who's going to take care of that house here? So he goes, Khalifat Rasulullah, after Dhuhr, we need to sit down. He goes, okay. They sat down. So Umar ibn al-Khattab put that forward. He goes, remember, we're paying you for your time, not for Quran, not for deen, because you cannot, that's not valuable. That's, he hasn't got value. He hasn't got a value. Deen, you can't put a value to deen or a value to the Quran. If we're paying you, we're paying you for your time. Same here. If you say, how come Imam Sahib getting money? Imam Sahib doesn't get money for the Quran. Or Alim Sahib doesn't get the money for the Quran. Alim Sahib or Imam Sahib, when he gets the money, it is for his time that is given to the believers and to the society. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا بِهِ. So if you get a wage, for example, because you're doing imamat, you can eat with it. But if you get money because you read Quran, or you get money, for example, there is, it does run in our society that people, through the Quran, they earn they're making wealth. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking them to make. Of course, if as an imam, if you get your wage, minimum wage, which is totally normal, that's for your time, that's not for Quran. وَلَا تَسْتَكْثِرُوا بِهِ. Do not ask more, always more. Do not beg, in other words. Through Quran, do not beg. Because Quran, you don't deserve that. If you want to ask someone, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, ask him as much as you want. No one will stop you. Quran or no Quran, ask him. But if you ask him, there's one thing. Allahumma ghanini bifadlika amman siwak. Ya Allah, likewise, you've given me the opportunity to give you, to sacrifice my youth, my childhood, for your words. Ya Allah, make sure for the rest of my life I'm not in need of anyone. Allahumma ghanini bifadlika amman siwak. And you see the doors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open to you. وَلَا تَجْفُعًا. Some people, they say, and especially this is in our society, it runs, do not abandon it. What do you mean? Like some people, they say, oh, I've read it once, that's enough. No. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, he used to finish Quran once every 3 days. Once he became, and he was an amil of Madinatul Munawwara. Once he took the power after his father, after Marwan ibn al-Hakam. Just before he dies, he was sitting down with his wife. He goes, وَلَا تَجْفُوا عَنْهُ. He goes, I've ruled Muslim society for 11 years. Before that, I've lived 70 years. For 50 years, I've been finishing Quran once every 3 days. And for 11 years, Quran min Ramadan ila Ramadan. وَلَا تَجْفُوا عَنْهُ. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the opportunity and ability to read it. Even if you know it, when you learn it, you've learned it. Some of us, the Quran, after that, they don't read it. They read it from Ramadan to Ramadan. No. لَا تَجْفُوا عَنْهُ. Allah has chosen you. So, show him your interest to the Quran. Because just the way that he's giving it to you, he could take it back easily. No one can stop him. In our time, how many youngsters have learned Quran and they forgot it already? وَلَا تَجْفُوا عَنْهُ. Why? Because they pulled back. They pulled back. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are really important for a hafiz or a non-hafiz. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses who He gives it to. Once He's given it to you, then you're the chosen one. If you're the chosen one, make sure you stay like that for the rest of your life. وَلَا تَغْلُو فِيهِ means do not extend. Do not go beyond the limits. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to do half para a day, do half para a day. Don't do three paras in one day, they don't read it for 3 weeks. No. Half para a day. There's a brother here, he used to pray salat with us. Safar, no safar, on a daily basis, 3, 6, 5 days, he will read 1 quarter a day, after Fajr. And some brothers here, they know him. Safar, no safar, hadar, whatever. Home, umrah, hajj, India, Pakistan, wherever he goes, 1 quarter on a daily basis after Salat Fajr. وَلَا تَغْلُو فِيهِ. It takes him 5 minutes, 7 minutes. But that on a daily basis. Don't go over the limit and do not let it go. Give your time. Give it a timetable. A timetable for the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
थोड़ी सी हमें हेल्प करेंगे, नौजवान चाहिए।
हाँ, 5 आदमी चाहिए भाई।